Philistim ve Hashes Nitzavim.
Victor Miller Zitzel was once in an airplane, came from America to Israel, and a non-film person came and sat next to him and started holding forth on all their opinions about what Haredim should be doing better. So he turned around to one of the stewardesses and he asked her, "Do you have a lot of bins on this flight? Garbage cans, as they say in America. Do you have a lot of garbage cans on this flight?" So she said, "Why?" "So I'm going to be hearing a lot of rubbish. I'm going to need somewhere to store it." This week's parasha starts off Atem Nitzavim. Rashi says that Nitzavim, not Rashi here, but Rashi elsewhere, Rashi Shmuel says that Nitzavim is always a venomous to Dosan Ba'avirom. Because Nitzavim is a lotion of Azus, of Chutzpah, of Gaiva. And the question is, why does the Torah start off Atem Nitzavim? You're all standing with Azus. I haven't seen anybody answer this question. I'd like to suggest there's a musik right beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. You have to be as kanom elas esenavicho al yevush mipnei amalekim. Sometimes we're a bit too apologetic about our principles. A person has to understand that when it comes at him, it's something mipnei Hashem aleikeichem. When it comes in front of Hashem, there's no mockim to be too humble. Faket, a person has to know. There's no reason to start fighting. But when a person has to be aware and to have a certain azus, a person has to have an azus when it comes to Ritzon Hashem. And that's why when he refers to Atem Nitzovim, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. It's an important message with the word Nitzovim. I want to speak about the Musag of Arvus. In this week's parasha, Rashi tells us an story that Hashem Elokeinu, about Niglo Yisonu Levoneinu, that the Pasuk describes that there might be a Yid somewhere who does Aveiros, and then Rashi points out that the Pasuk says the whole lower Eretz Yisrael will look like a land which has been destroyed. What are we supposed to do? The answer is Alvus, Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh. Every Yid has got an Alvus for the whole of Klal Yisrael. Now the days that brings down in Shuvah from the Zohar HaKadosh, this marshal that we all know about a person on the big ship, and he starts drilling a hole in his cabin, and then the people come and protest, and they say, "What are you doing?" He says, "What do you mean? It's my cabin. I paid for it." And they say to me, "If you make a hole in your cabin, we're all going to sink." It's a famous marshal. This marshal is brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh. That this concept that when we, Chas V'Shalom, if a person sinks his own life, then the whole ship, the whole of Christ's soul, is in danger. Albus is not a posh to think. The Chofetz Chaim himself points out that if a person comes up to you and says to you, "Will you be in," let's say a person says, "I need to buy a house, I don't have money, will you lend me some, will you be an Orev for a loan, £20,000, that's all I'm asking, that you should be the Orev." A person would think very, very, very long about it. How quickly would you be an Orev for somebody for just £20,000? And Chofetz Chaim carries on that if a person is an Orev, then he watches carefully after the loiver, and he looks at him. Imagine you're an Orev for £20,000, and you see the person goes off on holiday to Switzerland, and he buys himself a new car. You're constantly watching how is he living to make sure, will he be able to pay it back? You want to know how is he going to pay it back? Arvus is a moedika moedika achlais. And for many years, I always felt that Arvus is a huge on, a tremendous burden. Not enough that a person has his own avers. We have plenty of our own avers that we have to start digging about all the avers of Gans Klal Yisrael. It's a huge responsibility. It's almost like you feel like, what do you expect of me? I'm struggling enough with my own things, and now you're going to put on me the cheshbonos of Gans Klal Yisrael. Once on the Derech Hashem, it doesn't change things, but it gives a different perspective on Arvus, a Moedika Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem starts off with Sefer Kiddua, that he starts off that everything in this world was created, that a person should be able to withstand the test to serve Hashem and not be nechshav bechet. And he describes how the whole world was created for that purpose. Sometimes you go into a room where there's a test going on, like the GCSEs or a theory test, and you see that the whole room was made that people should be able to do the test properly. There's no distractions. There's a proper desk, a comfortable seat. Everything around is made that the test should be done in the best possible oifim. And the Derech Hashem is very ma'arich that this world, everything in this world is created be that we should be able to withstand the test. Everything, every cow, every sheep, you have to understand, nothing was created except for the purpose that we should be able to be oimed ben yisroel. That's the whole purpose of this world. If we're oimed ben yisroel, then the whole world was worth it. If we're nichshal, the whole thing was no good. And he's very, very ma'arich that the ik and the kud is the test. And after he explains this, he says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Klal Yisrael should never fail the test. And that creates a very big problem. How can you create a test, which as the Derech Hashem points out, is a balanced test, a test which is just as easy to fail as it is to succeed, otherwise it's not a fair test. How can you create a test and then make sure that nobody fails? It doesn't work. Shluchay won't work. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, he had to find a tzura that it should work, that nobody should fail this test. And therefore he's very ma'arich, that's the concept of Gilgulim. Gilgulim is a second chance, that if we fail the first time, we have a second chance. He says there, Taka and Sassan, you would think it's Chassidish Maisas, but he says over there the concept that if a person has a kesher to a tzaddik can pull a person out of Gehenna and send to Reid. But then he says the concept of Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh LoZeh. The very simple moshul is imagine a person, sometimes you see mountain climbers, or you hear about mountain climbers. What do? They tie each other, they tie themselves to each other. A whole group of climbers, and they tie themselves to each other. That way, if somebody slips, so he doesn't fall too far, because the rest of the group will schlep him up. It's still a test. Will you get up the mountain? Will you not get up the mountain? But the tireless of tying yourself up is that if one person slips one day, the next day somebody else will save him, etc. And he says, that is the musr, he doesn't mean the marshal, that is the musr, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh LoZeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that nobody should ever fail this test. How is it possible? So one of the mechanisms he put in place is ours, that every yid is an orev to another yid, and that way we all schlep each other up, and to that we should be chas v'sholom nichshal in chet. It doesn't change the musr of Alvus, but it's a murdek perspective. What is Alvus? Alvus is a method when we can all help each other to get to succeed, that nobody chas v'sholom should be nichshal in chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'al-yidach menu nidoch." HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want anybody chas v'sholom to fail. And therefore he had to put this in place. It changes the whole mahus, the whole understanding of what is Alvus. But there's another nekuda to Alvus. About 20, 25 years ago, a bochur in Gateshead was stealing from Marks and Spencer. He thought of a shtick, and he got caught. And that wasn't in Gateshead Shuk Gedol at the time, but I heard Matzor Salmon Shlita is going to speak, and he said he's going to speak Shav, so I slipped in. And he got up to speak, he says, I'm not going to give a shmooze, but I want to make a macho. He spoke quite short. He said, if it was up to me, I'd close down the yeshiva. He said it very strong a few times, I'd close down this yeshiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Torah, yeshivas, lechvoidoi, to be mekadashim shomayim, and the maisa for this yeshiva has come a chilul Hashem. If it was up to me, I'd close down the whole yeshiva. And then he said, he said, you're going to say to me, there's 300-400 bochim in the yeshiva. One bochim gets caught. One bochim. What's my fault? One person didn't have it. One person got caught. One person swindling. We should all shield it. And he said, the fact is that every single one of you in this room is achroi for this geneva. Because if you were to look down upon it with all your kriches, and if you were to disdain it, nobody would ever do such a thing. What happened was this bocher came up and told his roommates, I've got a shtick, how I can make some money. So one of his roommates said, wow, that's quite clever. Another roommate said, no, it's not a pialocha, it's not right. Each one gave his opinion, but nobody turned around to him and looked at him like somebody would have come into the room with a cheeseburger from McDonald's. Nobody looked at him with that kind of disdain, that kind of, how can you do such a thing? So he said, the tzibur is achroi because there's a lack of busha for somebody to be able to do such a thing. And in that way, Alvus is in a much more poshta oifan. It's an oifan of when a person Every person who does something is mashpia on its simple base, very, very way of his behaving. When the person walks into shul late, he's mashpia on the whole tzibur. The more chashuv a person is, the more he's mashpia, because it both makes it more kuladik and more permissible for other people to do it. My father Shlita spoke here a few weeks ago about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, all the different halachas of Kiddush Hashem. Interesting halachas. But one thing which I always feel bothers is it's a big mistake that people often talk about Kiddush Hashem is to say thank you to a Goy Shabbos driver, things like that. But emes, in the basic halachas of Kiddush Hashem, that's not really the halachas of Kiddush Hashem. The halachas of Kiddush Hashem, obviously we don't want to, the Goyim haters enough, we don't antagonize them, and it's very good, it makes a lot of sense to do it, and it's the right thing. But Kiddush Hashem is between other Yidden. Kiddush Hashem is to walk into shul, daven correctly. The person says a bracha loud, says a shiyotza bekavona, other people notice. That is Kiddush Hashem. How about this? By Goyim, it's nice to be polite, but Kiddush Hashem is between Yidden. And that's the musik of Arvus. The Chofetz Chaim finishes off. He mentions that it's a nokud al levoneinu. The word levoneinu has got dots on top of it. And he says that the nokud is like as if it's underlined, it's like highlighted. As the ikar of Arvus is to be achroy that our children should be mamshich b'derech Hashem. And therefore he continues that the ikke is for a person to make sure to support Moistus Chinuch. Many times people overlook, I heard in London already, they've got a chrimish, a musik, that people give a lot of money to the Moistus, the local Moistus. It's not so dramatic to give money to a local Moistus, Tashba, where it is, it's all these Moistus. But the reality is that our albus, the ikke albus is levonin, the Chofetz Chaim is very marich, that if a person's got the ability, his ikke chiva of albus is to be doyeg, that his children should be mamshech b'derech ha-teir and to support Moistus Teir. It's an important nekuda to remember. I don't know if someone is a Talmud of Nissen Karelitz, and he was talking about Inoni Kedusha to a few people, and he said in the middle that the ikkar is that a person has to know the Ramban. And this, he was, I don't know if you know, he's a very, Bnei Brak, he's a very long beard, he's a harsh person. So I mumbled under my breath, the Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim. I think it was the only time he lit up. He said, yes, that's the Ramban I meant. He said, this Ramban, if he had the ability, he said he would teach it to every person and he put it on people's houses, and every chosen. This Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim. Just, everybody can look it inside, it's very good diet inside. However much a person can say it over without seeing inside, it's not the same. This is the Pasuk says, the man's, this is what he felt was the Ikir Ramban al Atir, he said. The man's voice of Ovo is Hatzmeel. The Pasuk says that if a person is Nichshav Bechet, and he said, I'll do whatever I want. Al Shvuch will punish him very, very severely. Lo Yeva Hashem Sevoyach, Lo Hashem will never forgive him. And then the Pasuk says a very enigmatic statement, Leman Tzvois HaRovo Es HaTzmeo. Rovo means the one who's satisfied. Tzmeo means the one who's thirsty. That the one who's thirsty will be punished. The one who's satisfied will be joined up with the one who's thirsty. What does that mean? So Rashi's got his Mahalach. And the Ramban says like this, that every person has in his life things which he's thirsty for, which he desires, and other things which he's satisfied for, meaning things which he has no desires for whatsoever. That if a person is mamshich and continues to take all what he wants from that which he desires, eventually he'll start becoming thirsty for things that he never dreamt that he'll ever become thirsty for. If a person indulges himself and allows himself to take whatever he wants from that which is tzmeo, which is thirsty, the man's voice of others had tzmeo, he'll eventually, things which he was satisfied and he didn't even want, that will also become part of his discernment, part of his Yetzirah. I'll read a few words. K'nefesh ha'adam ha'rovo shen mis'av le'tvoim ha'roim lo. A person by nature doesn't desire things which are not good for him. But You become more and more thirsty. You become desiring of things that you never even wanted. And then he says, "Kamisaver lezimas anoshim ayofos kisheshotuf bezimoson tovoyu taiv elov el azocho ve la behemo chayotze boi b'shara taivus." When the person is constantly fulfilling his desires, when it comes to zimas noshim, eventually he'll want odom and behemo and so forth. So it's a modicum lotion of. It's a very important message of the Ramban. It's first of all, it's hatzbeo. Person has to know that, of course, which a person needs, he has to have. So that the person takes a bit, help himself do things, whatever he wants. But the person has to understand that if he continues in that derech without any gedel, eventually he'll come to things that he never dreamt that he'd even want and become shot off and desiring things. And he said that it's poshut l'chayot, that that's why nowadays we hear of such crazy taivas, which weren't so bevust in the olden days, was only because people have become so shot off bezima. There's an interesting Rashi on the same words in Sanhedrin. Very interesting Rashi. It's a message, a subtle message. The Rashi says, Gemara says, l'maisa, that a person should be machzeh aveda to a goy. And the Pasuk says, a person does, man's voice of rovo is hatzmeo. So Rashi says, who's rovo and who's tzmeo? Rashi says, rovo, the satisfied person of the goy, because they don't desire for Hashem. And tzmeo, the thirsty one, is the one who's tzomei for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzomei l'chonashi, Rashi quotes. I once heard from Michiel Yakobson, he's a big mechanech in Eretz Yisrael, he used to speak in Kert Sefer. He said in the Kuda, which is very important, especially coming to Yom Nevoim, those, he said that once a boch came up to him and said to him, I have no Yirah Shemaim whatsoever, Bichla. No Yirah Shemaim. And he was upset about it, and he was, you know, trying to challenge him to see, what are you going to say to me if I've got no Yirah Shemaim? I'm coming into Rosh Hashanah, what are you going to say? I've got no Yirah Shemaim, I've got no Yirah Shemaim. So he said to him, did you know that in India, there are millions of people that serve cows? Cows. So I want you to tell me about how much fear of Yirah Shemaim do you have towards cows? Cows. So what he wanted from him. So no, talk to me about, do you have Yirah Shemaim for cows? No. So the answer, the reality is that you have a tremendous amount of Yirah Shemaim. And the fact is, it's bothering you that you don't feel it more. And that's why you're saying, I don't have Yirah Shemaim. Nobody would ever come around and complain to Mashgiach, I have no Yirah Shemaim from a cow. Because the point is that a cow, a person got no shaychas to, mamish no shaychas to whatsoever. So therefore a person doesn't say, I don't have Yirah Shemaim from a cow. It doesn't bother him, it's not in his radar. But when the person knows deep down that a Shvuch is dying and it's going to be Yom HaDin, so what happens is, it's bothering him. Why don't I have more Yirah Shemaim? And therefore he comes to his Mashgiach and he says to him, I don't have Yirah Shemaim. What he thinks he doesn't have Yirah Shemaim, what he doesn't realize is he has so much of it that it's bothering him that he doesn't feel it more. It's an important nekuda, especially if a person dealing with chinuch, even for themselves. A person sometimes feels, comes into Rosh Hashanah, I don't feel a connection to Rosh Hashanah. How many people say this? I don't feel enough shaychas to Rosh Hashanah. Another person has to try harder. And to take a build the shaychas. But Rashi says very beautifully that a robber is a goy, tzmeo is a yid. A person who walks around satisfied with himself, yes, I've got enough, I'm happy, that's a derech of a goy. A yid, somol chonafshi, a yid is a tzmeo. A yid is somebody who's constantly thirsty, feels, I don't have enough, I wish I could have more, somol chonafshi, I want to have more shaykhs. It's important that a person has to be to develop it. Once a person realizes that he has the Yirah Shemaim, then the person has to then let it grow and let it feel stronger. We all mentioned before when we speak on Friday, it's always nice to mention the Pasuk of Shir Hashirim, because Mr. Shem will in a few hours say Shir Hashirim, so to have the hair out of it. As a pasuk of Shir Hashirim, Doidi Tzach Ve'Odoi, my beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's white, he's clear and red, Dogu Mevovo, he's Shubach, he's praised, he's bannered, he's uplifted with a vavav from the multitudes, from the many different malachim. This is the whole pasuk in Shir Hashim. This pasuk is a very, very powerful pasuk. In fact, if somebody was to turn around to you and say to you, why are you so devoted to serving Hashem? Why do you serve Him with your chavoy, with all your krichas, with your money, even with your life? Why do you do that for Hashem? The answer you should give Him is, Doidi tzach ve'odoim dogu mevavo. That's the answer you're supposed to give. That's what Shlomo HaMelech tells us is the answer why we serve Hashem so much. Because, why do we love Hashem so much? Doidi tzach ve'odoim dogu mevavo. That's the answer. In fact, if you look in the Perek, what happens is, I don't have too much time, the Pasuk, the Perek there, is talking about how Klal Yisrael did the Na'aveira, of many others, like Shvuch sent them into Golos. So the Goyim came and they beat them, and they hurt them, they took away the Beis HaMikdash, and they caused them, they bruised them, and they hit them. And then they say, the Klal Yisrael turn around to the Goyim, and they say to the Goyim, Yishbati Eschem, in Bnei Yisrael, in Timtzu Es, Doidi Matagidu Lo, Shechil HaSa'avoni. And we said before, Shechilas Ava Oni means that however much pain you put me under, I'm more pained by the fact that I have lost the love of Hashem. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that everything that I suffer, Rashi says, why are you being killed? Why are you being stoned? Because I want to keep Shabbos, because I want to keep Tuvusvila. That's what Rashi Shashim says. That because of our devotion to Hashem, that is why we suffered so much. The Pasuk says that's the only thing which is upsetting us, that we've lost the love of Hashem. And they're going to him around and they say, Madudich midud ayofa banoshim, Madudich midud shkochish baton. What kind of beloved do you have? What kind of relationship do you have? That you're willing to sacrifice, that you promise so much. Why are you willing to do so much? And Klal Yisrael answer, because doidi tzach ve'odoim dogu mevavo. That's the reply. And the question is, what does that mean, like Shvoch who's white and red? So Rashi says, white is midas rachamim, odoim is midas adin. That's why many people have the minhag, most shuls, to put up a white, or an akedesh curtain on an akedesh, white, midas rachamim. And odoim is red, is midas adin. One of the losses that we have, unfortunately, is that some, at least, don't have us the same appreciation of the Haftarahs that the olden days they used to have. There's a book, Voices in the Silence, about a girl called Bassem Isles, I think. It's an unbelievable book. And she writes there that after years of going through communist Russia and suffering, finally one day, they landed in Eretz Yisrael, her and her mother. And as she got off the plane, she looked at the sky in Eretz Yisrael and she felt, this is what the Pasuk means. V'samti kad choyit shimshoysayich v'shorayich le'abnei ekdoch. That's what the Pasuk means. I remember being spoiled when I read the book that how many people nowadays who never grew up in communist Russia and have the luxury to be able to read Yeshaya whenever they want would turn round and come off a plane in Eretz Yisrael and even think of that Pasuk. And this is the first Pasuk that came to her mind. The Pasuk there is talking about the fact that when Hashem brings Mashiach, the light in Yerushalayim will be like the light of diamonds. Arnei Katchoid is a special, precious stones. Shemshesayich is your windows, Ushoach and your gates. Abnei Ekdoch, beautiful diamonds. Most of the says 20 amas high diamonds. The sky will be very bright like diamonds. And you come to Eretz Yisrael, especially if you come from Manchester, you see all the grey skies, and you come to Eretz Yisrael, the beautiful blue skies. So when she saw the sky, she was very nispol, and she said, oh, this is the Pasuk in Yeshaya. And we have this concept of Doidi, Tzach Ve'odem, is white and red. In this week's Haftarah, so much to do this Shabbos, I don't know how much time we'll have to be misspelling it, but it's a beautiful psukim. Psukim which in the olden days people used to live off. Pasuk says, Miza Bom Edom, we say it in Zuhos and Shabbos, who's the one coming from Edom? Chamutz Ve'godim Me'botso. Who's coming from Edom with dirty clothes? And the Pasuk says, Madua Adam il Voshecha, why are Kadosh Baruch Hu your clothes so red? Ugodecha Kadosh Bagas. You picture in the olden days, there are people that used to press on the wine press. And what happened was, they would walk around, and they would come out, and all their clothes were red and purple from the wine. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kabiyocha, Kabiyocha, we've got no Muslim what that means. He'll come away from Edom, and his clothes will look like he had just been in the wine press. And Akshvoch replies, Poor Dorachti Lavadi, Mamish Iti, indeed, I've just come from a wine press. I've walked around all the goyim and I've crushed them, as the Pasuk says, Ve'el Mosein Bechamosi with my anger. V'yez Nitzchem Abbegodai, the Pasuk says, Ki Yomnokom Belibi. The red represents the anger of Hashem, the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Pasuk describes in Aftur, Akshvoch comes from the goyim with his clothes all red, describing his redness, his ability to punish and to severely punish all the goyim. So what's the tzach? The tzach is the rachamim. The rachmonus, Akshvoch, is clear, is white, is moichel on aveiros. If they'll be like red, they'll become like white. So when we talk about our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why we're so moisim nefesh for him, the answer is, doidi tzach v'odim, he's white and red. So what's pshat? So Ashi says like this, that most people, when they are oisek in one middah, they're not oisek in another middah. That means when a person is in an angry state, and he's in a tense state, so that it becomes his whole mahus. When a person is in a rachamim, in a kind state, so his whole mahus has become one of kindness, of gentleness. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Doidi tzach v'odim, at the time that he's full of din, he's full of rachamim. That is the kriyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the continuation of Dogel Mervovo. That Ravova means there's many different kinds of kriches. That Shvuchu has all of them simultaneously. Shvuchu is echod in the musik that is one, all the kriches at the same time. It's not shy that once he gets angry, once he gets happy, once he gets zealous. It's all one. So that is the kriach of HaKadosh Shvuchu. And that is the kriach which we are supposed to learn from and acquire to be the same. Arurachum, Afaturachum. And that's a very, very important nekuda when it comes to the achon of Yimei Adin. I don't know how many stories there are of different rebbes that had an esrog which was perfect, and suddenly it came that the gabba, the wife, a child, a neighbor, ruined the esrog. And what they did was, straight away, without any anger, were moich. Now there are some people that feel it's not such a gadol. There are some people who attack and they don't spend so much energy. A person who doesn't care so much about a mitzvah. So then, tak is such a big gadlus, be mechel, such a thing. Okay, so I'll be yotzek to most shitters. But somebody who puts himself into all the kriches and is making himself and prepares himself, and he puts all his kriches into it, and then it goes wrong, it's a tremendous gadlus at the same time to have that yirah shemaim of wanting to do the mitzvah correctly, to have that rachamim at the same time to be mechel if a person does it wrong and ruins it. And that becomes a very big struggle in Mei Adin. So Sarantzavadi points out that once he was speaking to somebody on before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, and he asked him for the time, and the person was in such a pachad Adin, he wasn't able to reply to him. So nowadays, some people are easy about it, because they don't have that pachad. The person who has that pachad, it's like a struggle. Rina mentioned it is, besides the Haftarah's connection, and besides the message of Doidi Tzach V'Odin, there's a very important achonah for Mei Adin. A person has to be aware that Yimei Adin is not a time where one has that struggle all the time. Person wants to be Yotzei Shofar correctly, and he gets very, very nervous, and he's boring, and he gets all right. And then some child comes and starts pushing past his seat. Or person wants to dab Musaf Shmoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah B'Kavona, and the person in front of him is saying the words too loud. Person behind him is sneezing. And all the different problems that come up. So on a normal day, it doesn't disturb a person the same amount, because he doesn't have that Bren. But when a person has within him that fear, and Yirah Shemayim, and he's put himself out there, and he's trying very hard, and then at the same time he has to come back, it is a big avodah. Person can come home on Rosh Hashanah, he's tense, he's around a long time, and then the children comes in, and the house is a mess, or the food and all that. Different things can happen. The person has to be, part of the achonah is, the reason why there are so many stories of the Gedolim that had to have this kind of struggle is because this is one of the avoiders, is that we should be able on Yimei Adin, Akshvuchu Dafka does it, to see that if a person is Marvel Medusim in such a situation. A person has to be aware of it. A person has to be Tzach V'Odim at the very, very same time. Pasuk here says,
You talk about the shofar of God,
There are two kinds of people which get lost. Ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashu, v'nidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ashu is a lashon of oisha, of happiness, success. There are people that get lost from the avodas Hashem, v'nidochim. Ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashu, they get lost in the success, in the joy of their lives. The gashmius, the gishmakkeit is so pleasurable that they get lost. Ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashu. Vanidochim beretz mitzvayim's lashon of mitzah, oppressiveness, that a person can get pushed away. He gets pushed away from the mitzah. That what happens is the struggles of all the different things in his head pushes him away and he doesn't serve Hashem properly. The shofar has the ability to change both. And what does it do? V'ishtachavu la'Hashem behar ha'kodesh. Kedusha is the opposite of the oisha of the taivas. Hashem b'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim comes from the word yiro and sholim, to be yore from the sholim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shleimus and the peace that Yerushalayim represents. It's a nice message that sometimes a person comes to Rosh Hashanah, he realizes that there can be two different aspects of what pushes him away from Avodas Hashem. There's the Ovdin Beres Ashur, sometimes a person's Gashmis, and sometimes a person can have both at the same time. In Gabi's certain Avodas Hashem, he's lost because he doesn't learn as many hours, because he's lost with his success in his business. And certain Avodas Hashem, when it comes to davening, in fact, it's hard to daven because he's busy worrying about all the different things. What he has to understand is the Kriach of Tshuva is to take away from both. Ovdin Beres Ashur, Vanidochi Beres Mishtzraim. They have to be zeicher to come away from both from the Ashur and from the Mitzrayim, to come and serve Hashem. Say that by Magda Mezrich, there was a chosid, was a shtickler, witty person. I think his name was Hershela. And once on Rosh Hashanah, after davening, the Rebbe brought the chassidim together to discuss the avodas hayoyim, and he turned around to his Hershela and he said to him, "Nu, what do you say about today?" And he said, "Today a very, very big ness happened to the Gantz Klal Yisrael. A huge ness happened to the whole of Klal Yisrael." "What was the ness?" He's very excited. "Yeah, a ness for the whole of Klal Yisrael." He said, "Yes." He said, "Before Shofar, we said La Nesech Ibn Ekoyach 7 times. That's what Chazal was mesaken. Imagine if Chazal would be mesaken to say Perikuf Yutes, Asher Yismi Meidech Orich B'Soros Hashem. Imagine them mesaken to say that 7 times. We would never have got round to Tekiyas Shofar. So it's a very big nest that we got round to Tekiyas Shofar today because we only said Lam Netzach Nekoyach 7 times and not Asher Yismi Meidech." The Chassidim all laughed and they said, "What's going on over here?" So the Rebbe said that you're making a big mistake. There's a tremendous machshava over here. The emes to be zeicher to kapora on Rosh Hashanah, a person needs to be asher yismi mederech orichet b'soros Hashem. To be zeicher to the shofar, you have to have kapora samachu shemayim. You have to go with Toras Hashem. But Chazal understood that not everybody is able to reach that. So what did Chazal say? It's enough to say, "Lam natzeach im nekarach nizmoi." But they kirach were people who were shoyim. They were ready to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu and against his Torah. The last second, they had a hero tshuva. They had a hero tshuva on the last second. And that saved them. And it's a moment because when we come to Yom HaDin, many people feel that Torah has a very big kirach to make us miyush. What have you got from Rosh Hashanah? Did you change last year? Are you going to change this year? And it's a very, very valuable message. If a person has one hill of tshuva, we've got no musig how much kapora there can be in one hill of tshuva. It's a tremendous chizuk that a person can have from that to her. So to finish off with one very short word I heard from Yosef Brandeisfried on Shivov Shemtzim. It's a nice word. Every year I think of it. It's a very valuable. Achas shoalti meisa Hashem oisa avakesh. Everybody asks the question. Achas shoalti, one thing I ask, oisa avakesh, that's what I want. It's exactly the same thing, you're repeating yourself. And he gave a marshal of once, there was an Uncle Sam who lived in America, who was very wealthy. And every so often he would send down presents. So one time the mother says to the children, he said, you know, if you need any presents, write him a letter. So each child takes a pen and paper, dear Uncle Sam, we want a present. And each one tried very hard to think, what is it that they wanted? One person wants a chess set, one person wants a new ball, the chavis, so they sit down and they write down the letter. They know that if they're going to ask for too many things, they're not going to get it. So what do? They choose the thing which is the most important. But if you ask them, what do they really want? The answer is, they really want much more things. Only that is all they're asking for, because they want to make sure at least that they get it. Says David HaMelech, that's not the situation with me. Acha sho'alti me'isa Hashem, I only ask from Hashem one thing. Oysu ha'bakesh, that's the only thing that I want. Shifti be'isa Hashem. First has to be misbrainen when we say that perk of Tehillim. First has to be misbrainen, it's not enough. Acha sho'alti me'isa Hashem, that I ask Shvoch for satishma and ruchnias. A person has to be misbrainen, oysu ha'bakesh. That's the only thing that a person has any, that's the only thing which gives a person long-lasting success, long-lasting Saturday Shemaya. That is Oysa Abakish, that's the only thing that I want. So we had a few different Nekudas over here. Let's go many different Nekudas. Just say, baby kids, Nitzavim is that a person has to be able to be Al-Yibrish with Amalikim. Nitzavim, a person has to have an Azus and Avodas Hashem. Spoke about Arvus. Arvus is tremendous achvayas, but it's also a tremendous chus that we all have a chilek in Christ. A person has to be aware of this Arvus. If a person has to know that every time he does something, he has a tremendous hashpah on the people around him. And a man's voice of Rabba, the Ramban, a person has to be shaded from his tithers. And Tzmeo, a person has to be Tzomei for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Faket. The more a person is Tzomei, the greater he is. And Nidochim Beretz Asher, we should be pushed away from that. And Achas Shartim is Hashem Oysa Avakish. That's the only thing that the person should be able to seek for. We should be Zecha. Have a Ksir Vechassim Atele, a good Gevan Shteyo. Okay.